Blog Talk Radio.
Good afternoon, Rodeo Bull Riding fans. It's the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Making8.com. Want to thank everybody for tuning in. We got our followers here with us, and you know what? We sure appreciate you. You guys are going to get tired of hearing me say it, but we just love y'all to death. Y'all are really the best fans ever, and we couldn't ask for a better group of friends out there on Twitter and on Facebook and MySpace, and we got them all right here on Making8.com, and thank everybody for tuning in. That's right. Today is a very special day in my heart in particular. For those of you that don't know, that little intro right there was the Marine Corps hymn, and today they're celebrating their 235th birthday, and of course, that leads right into Veterans Day tomorrow, so it's going to be a great time. We got a great show here lined up. You know, you guys are really starting to get a grip, and we are really proud of that. We are just really excited about what you guys are doing for us, and we appreciate you. Make sure you guys spread the word about us and get that word out there. We're going to talk a little bit about Brendan Clark's show last night. If everybody was able to tune in, we had a great time there. And we're going to take your calls, as always. We're giving shout-outs to our veterans, especially our Marines today on the Marine Corps birthday. And, of course, we're always taking your cowboy logic. So if you got some good cowboy logic for us, we want to hear from you. We got a couple other things we'll talk about. We want to talk about the Making 8 PBR Get Tough giveaway. And you know what? It's a great time. We had a great contest. I want to thank everybody for pitching in and kind of throwing out their answers yesterday. We had a great show. It was a lot of fun. But you know what? There's a true story behind that. And we're going to talk about it here right after this break. And our first break is actually brought to you by the U.S. Marines and Toys for Tots. That's right. Celebrating their 235th birthday. Happy birthday to all the Marines out there and Semper Fi. No doubt about it. Y'all get out there and contribute to the Toys for Tots this year. Let's make it a really special one. You know, this one here is times are tough, and a lot of families out there are struggling. So let's help contribute to the Toys for Tots. Let's make a difference out there. Each and every one of you can do it, I promise. We're going to throw out here a little something different. Now, this one we're going to throw at you is not actually a song. It's more kind of a cadence. So for all you military buffs out there that have been around the Marines, kind of know how it is, we're going to break it down for you. For the ones that don't, we're going to come back and kind of explain a little bit about why we're doing it. So just bear with us. Hope y'all enjoy it right here. Here's a little military cadence for you.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Here we go.
Here we go.
I used to sit at home all day.
I used to sit at home all day.
Oh, letting my life waste away.
Letting my life waste away.
Oh, then one day a man in blue.
Then one day a man in blue.
Said, son, I got a job for you.
Said, son, I got a job for you.
There's a travel adventure and a loads of fun. How to shoot a gun.
We'll even teach you how to shoot a gun.
There's room and board and a pay to boot.
Room and board and pay to boot.
And a brand new tailored business suit.
A brand new tailored business suit.
I used to drive a Bonneville.
Used to drive a Bonneville.
And now all I do is run up a hill.
Now all I do is run up a hill.
Drive a Chevrolet,
hey. Used to drive a Chevrolet.
And now all I do is sleep in the hay.
Now all I do is sleep in the hay.
I used to drive a Cadillac.
Used to drive a Cadillac.
And now all I do is hump a pie.
Now all I do is hump a pie.
Say hello, Radaleo.
Well, as the saying goes, long live cowboys. So if you want to be like a cowboy, dress like a cowboy, there's only one way to go. Wrangler jeans and shirts, that's the place to be. Be there or be square. From the low cuts to the cowboy cuts, they've got them all. Wrangler jeans and shirts, take it from me. World champion Rob Smets, being a cowboy, runs in your jeans.
All right. Welcome back to the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show right here on Making8.com. That's right. And if you're tuning in for us, want to give out that phone number, 646-915-9940. Jump on there and get out there and say hey to us. We want to hear from you. We also want y'all to give a big old shout-out to the Marines and celebrating their 235th birthday today. That's right. Semper Fi, brothers. We sure appreciate what all the branches of the service have done, but me more particularly with the Marines, being that I did spend some time in the Corps, went to the good old Paris Island, spent some time out in California, and met some great friends out there, friends that we still keep in contact with today. So it's a great time. And if you're joining us out here on Making8.com, or if you're tuning in through Blog Talk Radio, make sure to scroll down the page there. You can register. Don't cost you a dime. You can sign right up there and get down there and chat with us. We'd love to hear from you. Just seeing some of the comments coming in right there. We got Miss Crisco. I think it's Miss Crisco talking about Rob Smets. And you know what? We sure do miss him as well. We did have the opportunity to spend a lot of time with him in the course of this past year, and we look to get him out here again. He's working on getting a morning coffee show back started up again. He has a couple of them. They are archived on Making8.com, so go over to the radio page and scroll on down. You can check out his morning coffee shows. We had a great time with him, and look forward to having those back as well. But you know what? You know, the Marines are such a tight-knit family. You know, we really are. And that's where a lot of that pride comes from. That's why we celebrate this birthday together. It's a big thing for past Marines and present Marines. So it never goes away. You know, the big term is once a Marine, always Marine. And it still carries over. I can tell you that a lot of my actions and the way that I am is because of what I learned in the Marines. So, you know, but it's just like rodeos. You know, the rodeos are such a very tight-knit family. And we support each other. We encourage each other. And, you know, it's a small world. It really is. We reach out there to everybody involved. And that's what Making Aid is kind of doing, is joining our fans. Because we all are part of the family. And speaking of that, I want to talk a little bit about this contest. This contest ended yesterday. It was the Making 8 PBR Get Tough giveaway. And, you know, myself and, you know, Cowboy Dave, we had some great motivation to get this thing going. We wanted to get you, the fans, really excited about it. And, you know, so what we did was we created this contest for you guys to get you guys involved with Making 8 and help you guys get your friends involved. And, you know, we weren't really looking at the overall picture of what this could really do. And sure enough, our contest winner yesterday, Miss Barbara Matthews, and congratulations to you for winning those prizes. We are just thrilled to death that you were the one that won them. I mean, this is, you know, really a great opportunity. And we're glad that everybody was able to get involved. You know, started off kind of slow. We were a little worried, but then the email started pouring in. And like I said, we were able to get our winner out of there. So, you know, Miss Barbara, she did a great thing. Well, we sent her a notice yesterday and, you know, told her that she was the winner. We asked her that she not say it so that way the remaining of the listeners that were participating in the contest would be able to hear it last night on Brendan Clark's show. And as soon as we sent her the notice, she sent one back and she said, you know, I'm so gracious. And she said, I would love to donate to Jeffrey Scott Belfuckle to a great cause, which is the Cody Williams benefit that's going on this weekend. It's going to be going on in Guthrie, Oklahoma. And, of course, we've got Miss Sandy out here. You know, you've seen her on the chat room. You've seen her involved. She's one of the big ones putting this on. And so, you know, Barbara asked me, she said, is there a way that we can kind of make this happen? And sure enough, I started to get out there and made a phone call to Sandy. Or actually, I sent her a message, and she called me back. And she said, you know, just tears were welling up and when I told her. And we were really excited to be a part of that. You know, it had nothing to do with us in general. We just promoted the contest. You know, we gave the opportunity for somebody to win these great prizes, and sure enough, we found a great person that was able to win these things, and, of course, she donated that buckle. And no joke, this was not any kind of rigged deal, I promise you, fans. This was something that just came from Barbara's heart when we told her that she had won the prizes. So it was really special, and I see that Miss Sandy's welling up with tears. But you know what? That's what the family, that's what the rodeo family is all about. And that's what us at Making 8 and, you know, Cowboy Dave and the rest of us that are supporting these rodeos and these bull ridings, that's what we want to be able to do. We really want to be able to support that. We want you guys to get involved. So please get out there. Tell your friends about us. That's, you know, that's our advertisement right there, is word of mouth. We want to get you guys involved. We're going to do what we can to bring you some really good shows coming up. We got some live video broadcasting we're going to be doing. And, you know, it really is. It's a time that, you know, there's a time where we can laugh and cut up and have a great time. And we do that on almost all of our shows. You know, at least we try to anyways. But, you know, when it comes down to something that unselfish and that kind-hearted, we've got to bring it up. You know, we've got to talk about it. So thank you again, Barbara, and congratulations. And good luck, Sandy, this weekend. If you guys are going to be anywhere near the Oklahoma area, I'm telling you, you got to make a trip out to Guthrie, Oklahoma this weekend. Should be a really good event. Ryan McConnell's bringing bulls down there. You know, the donations I know have poured in. They've got a silent auction going on. Hey, you guys will have your chance to go win that belt buckle from Barbara there that she donated. So y'all get out there and, you know, help participate. Make it happen. You know, the only way that they're going to have a successful performance is to get you, the fans, involved. So make sure you get out there to Guthrie, Oklahoma, and go check them out. If we had a way to be out there, we would be out there broadcasting it live. And I know that we'll look forward to some of those events here in the near future. So if you guys have things like this and want to get involved with us, now's the time. You got to get a hold of us now because we're booking events and they're coming up fast. So thank you very much, Barbara. Anyhow, we're going to move right along here. We kind of told the story there, and everybody's kind of getting teary-eyed. You know, I know this is a great time. I'm just seeing here, it looks like Crisco said that J.W. Hart should be there, which would be great. Love to see him out there at that event. I know that'll bring some fans over there for sure, unless you're not a J.W. Hart fan. But even if you are a J.W. Hart, or even if you're not a J.W. Hart fan, go out there and support him anyways, right? I know I would be anyways. Let's see, what do we got to talk about here? Brendan's show. Did anybody watch Brendan's show last night? I mean, I was frustrated. I was ready to throw my computer across the room. We had bad service, and I did not get a chance to see the live broadcast. I was able to chat a little bit here and there, kind of throw some stuff out there. And speaking of Brendan's show, where the heck is J-Lay at? I mean, you know, it's just not like a lunch hour rodeo show without J-Lay here. But, you know, I know Brendan had a great show. He actually had Austin Whitmore, Cowboy Fresh, out there with him last night, and but man, they had a lot of fun out there. It was a lot of fun. Did you pick up on Austin's little sarcasm there, kind of throwing it back out there at Jay or at Brendan? That was a good time. We had a lot of fun with it, and I did catch the replay. I did absolutely watch the replay, and it was definitely enjoyable. But anyhow, hopefully you guys will tune in next Tuesday as well. To Brendan's show, you know, it's a really good opportunity for y'all to really get to know this guy. And I got to tell you firsthand, I'm a bull riding fan. I love bull riding. I love the sport. You know, when a guy comes out there and turns out a 90-point ride, I don't care who it is, I pull for him. When a guy gets bucked off, you know, or gets a little banged up out there, I pray for him. You know what I mean? That's just me. I'm a bull riding fan. But I got to tell you, one of my favorites right now anymore is Brendan Clark. I mean, I love that guy. I love to see him come back and really turn it on this year. How about we get behind him there, fans? I know you guys have been tuning into his show. Let's show him that support. You know, let's get behind this guy, root him on all season long, and hope that he can make a difference there and make a run for that that world championship. I'd love to see a veteran like him or, you know, even a guy like Chris Shivers. You know, I'd love to see him turn things around and get back at it. Be a great time. I know we got a lot of agreements coming in on the chat room. So, yeah, you guys have got to get involved. You know, you guys got to get in there. Tell them how much you're supporting them and you guys are really pulling for them. Give them that motivation. Give them that drive, you know, especially come January when the season picks back up again. But, shoot, yeah, you know, we got to root them on for the finals too. I don't know when he's set to head out to Australia for the finals. I know they're coming up, though. And so we gotta get behind him, and hopefully he'll make a name out there as well. You know, it'd be nice for him to go back home. I did catch though at the end of his show, he was talking about maybe doing a show later on this week. So we gotta stay tuned there to Brendan Clark, and you guys can find out more information. You can go check out his Twitter page, check out his Facebook page, or shoot, you can find him right there on making8.com. We got him under our video page, so you can check his shows out. And if you missed it, you got to get back over there and watch them. They are a lot of fun. I mean, this guy's he's a class act. He really is. So, anyways, what else we got to talk about here? We got to move things along here. We talked about the giveaway. We talked about the Marine Corps birthday. And, of course, we're still looking to take your calls. 646-915-9940. And remember, if you want to talk with us, make sure to press 1 on your phone at any time so that way we know you're looking to talk with us. Want to thank again all of our viewers and our fans. Without you guys, we would not be where we are right now. So make sure you continue to pass the word about us. Let's get that word out here about making8.com. Let's make a difference out there and let's get a grip. We're going to take another short break here, fans. This next break is going to be brought to you by Cowboy Fresh. That's right. For all your clothing needs, you want it, Brendan Clark gear, J.B. Mooney gear, Rank Bull apparel, you can find it all at cowboyfresh.com. Go check them out. We've got their link posted right there on our homepage. Let's see what we got for a song right here. You know what? we got to play a little patriotism song. We're leading into Veterans Day. Of course, this is Making Eights version. We're celebrating Veterans Week out here. Been supporting them all week long. And how about we play a little bit of John Wayne and think back about America and why we love her.
You ask me why I love her? Oh, give me time. I'll explain. You seen a Kansas sunset or an Arizona rain? Have you drifted on a bayou down Louisiana way? Have you watched the cold fog drifting over San Francisco Bay? Have you heard of Bob White calling in the Carolina Pines? Or heard the bellow of a diesel in the Appalachia mines? Does the call of the Niagara thrill you when you hear her waters roar? Look with awe and wonder at her Massachusetts shore, where men who braved a hard new world first stepped on Plymouth Rock. Do you think of them when you stroll along a New York City dock? Have you seen a snowflake drifting in the Rockies way up high? Have you seen the sun come blazing down from a bright Nevada sky? Do you hail to the Columbia as you rush into the sea, or bow your head at Gettysburg, our struggle to be free? Have you seen the mighty Teton, who watched an eagle soar? Have you seen the Mississippi roll along Missouri's shore? Have you felt a chill at Michigan when on a winter's day her waters rage along the shore in thunderous display? Does the word aloha make you warm? Do you stare in disbelief when you see the surf come roaring in at Waimea Reef? From Alaska's cold to the Everglades, from the Rio Grande to Maine, my heart cries out, my pulse runs fast, the might of her domain. You ask me why I love her? I've a million reasons why. My beautiful America, beneath God's wide, wide sky.
Finals rodeo announcer Roger Mooney. When you get ready to get a grip and get explosive, get all of your bull riding info on making8.com. Tune it in, rip off the knob, and let's get hide, hump, hooves, and horns. Making 8 is a winner.
All right, that's it. Welcome back to Lunch Hour Rodeo Show. We are winding things down. We got about 5 minutes left in the show, and I'm seeing some of the posts come up. Yes, that's right. Y'all are right there with the question. The it was, where was the first recorded event held and who won it? And Guthrie, Oklahoma was where it was at. And, you know, we had a hard time actually trying to find those statistics. I had to call Cody Custer himself. I had to call Rob Smets. I had to call all those guys and said, look, where was the first PBR event held and who won the deal? And sure enough, it came back Tuff Edelman won that event, and they don't recall if it was over the whole average, but he had won. I believe he covered all four of his bulls. He had four bulls, and Jerome Davis came in second. He covered three of his. So there's a little bit of information there for you, and we appreciate everybody for getting out there and participating in the contest. What a great time we had. It really was a lot of fun, and you guys can definitely look for more contests. We're not going to drag them out for 2 weeks like we did this one. We really wanted to kind of get the fans involved, keep them tuned in to Making 8. We know you guys are here. You know, the biggest thing, like I said, is make sure you tell more of your friends about us. You got to tell us, hey, go check out Making Eight. Go check out the Lunch Hour shows. We talk about a little bit of everything out here. You know, rodeo. We talk a little bit about the military. We talk about the Marines, you know. Got to love the Marines. You know, that's a big old hoorah right there for those guys. And we're actually looking to have a couple guest callers in here and not sure what's happened to them. I don't know if they forgot to set the clock back an hour or whatnot, but they're running behind. So, that's all right, though. You know what? If we don't catch them today, maybe we'll catch them tomorrow. As tomorrow is Veterans Day, I want to make sure all of y'all get out there. Thank a vet. You know, you find somebody in the military that you know, just tell them, hey, you know what? Appreciate what you've done for us. And it means a lot. It goes a long ways. You know, I can walk down that street and folks will see that Marine Corps tattoo on my arm and they say, shoot, you know. This guy here, he's been through it, you know, and we appreciate it. And it means a lot, you know. I mean, I take that home, come home with a big old smile on my face, and, you know, just it makes me proud to have been able to do what I've done. And, you know, it makes me proud to be able to do what we're doing right now. And that's getting you, the fans, involved with the sport of rodeo and bull riding right here on MakingEight.com. We've been putting up videos. We're going to be changing some things around. Y'all have got to keep staying tuned. Check it out two or three times a day. We're always making changes to it. And make sure you go through all of it. We got our forum page set up. Go through and register there. Take advantage of what we have to offer. You know, if you guys want to post events, just talk about certain events. We've got a, you know, the forum page. You guys can post blogs there. You know, you got to get involved with us. That's what we are really looking for here on MakingEight.com. We want to be your central hub. And if we can do something to add to it, let us know. Send us an email. Send us a message on Twitter. Send us a message on Facebook. And, Miss Sandy, you've got a son that has a birthday tomorrow. Well, guess what? Happy birthday to your son. And, wow, it looks like Karen says that her baby's speaking with a Marine recruiter right now, and I want to wish him the best of luck with that. I can tell you firsthand, it'll be a life-changing experience like none other. So I'll tell you what, Miss Sandy, and I'll tell you what, I see your post out here about using Making Eight for your rodeos. Make sure you do. Please, you guys, get the word out there, and we can help make a difference in even these smaller events that are going on. They will not go away. I mean, they will definitely make a difference, and we can get some fans out there to go support these things. And you know what? You're welcome, Cody. I appreciate that, man. It means a lot. And thank you to you too, Karen. You guys are making my day out here. Love you guys all. You know, you guys are really the greatest fans in the world. We could not ask for anything better. But I think we're running out of time here. And I guess we're going to have to carry on tomorrow here on the Lunch Hour Rodeo Show, 1 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. Y'all, don't go anywhere. Make sure to tell your friends about us right here on MakingEight.com. Until then, y'all, keep checking out the website. Keep getting a grip with Making Eight. Y'all take care and have a great day. Semper Fi to all the Marines.
Listening to a radio station where the mighty hosts of the heavens sing. Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. If you want to feel those good vibrations coming from the joy that his love can bring, turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on. Turn your radio on.
God,
turn your radio on.
Turn your radio on.
God.
Get in touch with God.